We have this case of two people borrowing the same chaluk. One fellow intends on using it in the morning to go to the Beis Medrash. The other fellow intends on going lebeis hamishta. Says the Gemara, this chaluk is bound by both territories because it's meant to serve Reuven and meant to serve Shimon and must remain in an area which can be jointly accessed by both individuals. Ask the Mefarshim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and others, why? Why do we say that a chaluk has a tchum altogether? It's a beged. A beged is worn by a person. It's bottled to the person. It's not considered its own entity. It's serving a person by dressing him and clothing him. It should become bottled to the person and part of the person. And why would you have to reckon with the tchum of the beged? Wherever the person goes, he takes along his beged, which is part of him. Just as we find a similar case in the Gemara in Erevin, that's Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. We have a chavis with water. What does the Gemara say? The chavis, the barrel, which is there to serve the water. It's a container. That's bottled to the water. And you don't have to reckon with the tchum of the barrel. The barrel just goes along with the water. Wherever the water goes, the barrel goes. Here as well, the beged should be bottled to the person. Another example, which we actually learned back in the beginning of Masechah Sukkah, pertaining to halachos of negoy. If one walks into a house that has a neg holding clothing, he has a folded shirt in his hand. The Gemara says, that beged becomes tummy right away because it entered a home which is tummy. However, if he happens to be wearing the beged, then an entirely different set of rules apply. The beged doesn't become tummy immediately. Rather, you have to wait a shear of a suda. So if a person lingers as long as it would take to have a meal, then he becomes tummy with his clothing. Why? And Farshim explained, Rashi explains, because when he's holding a folded shirt, it's a kli. It's treated like a utensil that walks into a or brought into a house with a neged, becomes tummy right away, without delay. This is a special halacha pertaining to clothing. That takes time for it to become tummy. That becomes tummy on account of the person wearing it. So if you linger, you stay around long enough, you become tummy with your clothing. Because clothing worn on a person, clothing melubash on Adam, have a different status. They're tougher to the person. They're enclosing the person, they're serving the person. There is begadim. And they're treated differently than just a plain folded shirt delivered into the home. We see clearly, a beged worn by a person is bottled to the person. So getting back to our halacha, why does the chaluk have its own tchum? Let Reuven carry it, wear it in his direction, and Shimon wear it wherever he has to go. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explains like this. It's true. Sometimes we find that, for instance, the container will be bottled to its content. Like in the case that we mentioned, the barrel with the water. Because a container, by definition, is a container. It's meant to contain content. It doesn't have its own identity, its own yichus. Whatever happens to the content, happens to the container. We actually find a similar halacha when it comes to carrying on Shabbos. There's a sheet in the Gemara, if you have a small amount of substance, less than a shear, which would not generate a melacha of oitzah, it's less than the required amount, it's not chashiv. In that case, even if it's placed in the container does not produce a melacha either, a chiv either, because he's not carrying the container to carry a container. The container is serving its content. And if its content doesn't have a shear and is not chashuv, you can't say the container is a standalone entity. You can't reckon with the container on its own if its content doesn't have chashivas. So there's one sheet in the Gemara that holds that he's potter even for carrying the container. Because a container is only as chashuv as content. Okay, so there, says Rabbi Chanan, we have a point. A container is measured by its content. It has chashivas if its content has chashivas. It's bottle to what's in it. But when it comes to a beged, that's very different. You know, there's a Gemara, Rabbi Yechon used to say, Mechabdusi, my begadim are my source of honor. They give me kavod. I wear the begadim. I present myself with them. They are mechabdusi. A beged is not just a non-entity. True, it's meant to serve a person. A person wears begadim. A begadim can't serve a function on their own. But even when they're worn, they have to be reckoned with. They're malbushim. They're begadim. They have chashivas. So true, when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, says Rabbi Chana Wasserman, of course, if a person wears a shirt in the street, he's not over. I'm carrying. Why not? You're carrying a bag, you're carrying a shirt. If I'm carrying it folded in my hands, I carry it. I'm chayev. I'm wearing it, I'm not. So he says, it's not because when you're wearing it, it's a non-entity. Of course it is. But it's not a masoy. Listen to this. It's not a load. The melacha of haitzah on Shabbos is when one carries a load. Carries a masa. A beggar is not a masoy. You're carrying something, but it's not a load. It's something which is serving you. Functioning as a mechabit on the person, that's not a load. And therefore, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, you're right. There's no melacha of haitzah on a beggar that you're wearing. But that wouldn't apply to Hilchos Tchumen, says Rabbi Chanan. When it comes to Hilchos Tchumen, the determinant factor is not whether it is or isn't a load. That's not what determines Hilchos Tchumen. Even a non-load has Tchumen. An item has a Tchum. Just as a person has a Tchum. He's not a load. Everything has to be kept within its boundary. Therefore, in our case, we can very much understand two people borrowed a chaluk, and they have conflicting plans. He's taking it this way, he's taking it that way. They have to be careful to keep it within the realm, within a jointly accessed area, because even though they're wearing it, and it's tuffle to the person, subordinate, secondary to its wearer, it's a malbush on the adam, but it has to be reckoned with. It's not obsolete. It's not like a kli there to just contain its content. It's a baguette. You see it. You present yourself with it. It's mechaber the person. Therefore, you have to respect its tchum.